Mondo Head is the latest release from the Japanese taiko drumming ensemble Kodo. The album was produced by Grammy Award-winning bandleader and Grateful Dead drummer Mickey Hart. Our reviewer, Banning Air, says it marks a new direction for the Japanese musicians, moving them beyond carefully composed set pieces and into the realm of spontaneous creation.
Mickey Hart has known and played with the musicians of Kodo for a good 25 years now, so when the group asked him to produce their next album, they had to know they were in for something out of the ordinary. Because Hart doesn't just record records, he produces happenings. He brought 12 of the group's core musicians to his California home for a week of recording last summer. He invited some of his favorite percussionists and vocalists to join in, including tabla virtuoso Zakir Hussein, Kunga master Giovanni Hidalgo, and all-around Brazilian percussion maestro Ayrto. He didn't give them much time to rehearse or plan what they were going to do. He just told them to leave their egos at the door and jam. Here's Hart, Hussein, American percussionist Greg Ellis, and Kodo with Kashira. Hart recorded over 30 hours of music, edited it down to 11 very different pieces, and took those to Tokyo, where the full Kodo ensemble, between 20 and 30 musicians, added final overdubs. The result is a dense array of sounds. This piece, Psychopomp, features South India's Viku Vinayakram on a drum called Gattam, which is made out of a clay pot. And that very percussive string instrument you hear is a Japanese shamisen. These days, Mickey Hart is deep into surround sound technology, which uses 6 speakers rather than the 2 on your home stereo. Mondo Head is being released both as a regular stereo CD and also as a Super Audio surround sound DVD. Some of these pieces involve as many as 200 tracks. But don't be distracted by all that. This really was a musical happening as well as a technological one. Thanks to Hart's spontaneous approach, interesting surprises came along during the recording, like the day his friend jazz harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite happened to drop by during a session. "Hey, Charlie," Hart recalls saying, "want to take a ride?" Charlie did. Hart describes the experience of recording Kodo as a blessed event. "We started out with our spirits," he writes in the liner notes, "and were transformed through our drums." Kodo's music has an almost ritualistic feel about it, but taiko drumming is actually a young, secular genre. It evolved out of Shinto celebratory music starting around the 1950s, which makes it around the same age as rock and roll. Still, when Cuban vocalist Nenge Hernandez introduces the feeling of Cuban Santeria religion on one track, there's a deep communication going on between Japanese and African sensibilities. One of the best things about Mondo Head is the way the presence of African and Caribbean players jolts Kodo out of their familiar forthright rhythms and gets him to really swing. For that alone, Mickey Hart's latest adventure in world percussion is a welcome addition to Kodo's catalog of releases.
Reviewer Banning Air is a writer and editor of the website afropop.org. The CD is Mondo Head by Kodo.